Hi there. The word for you today is, what kind of example are you? 1 Timothy 4 verse 12, Paul writes, be an example in purity. Now this word purity refers to that which is not polluted. Pollution causes disease and death. The products on the grocery store shelf may be beautifully packaged, but when foodborne illness results, we must go back to the source and find the problem. What is it? Careless, cost-cutting methods that not only permit disease, but actually promote it. Consider this. Some of the things that entertain us today would have shocked our parents and grandparents. Am I right? You know I am. Well, is that because we are more enlightened? Look around you. Come on, judge for yourself. While living under his father's authority, the prodigal son was well off, but in search of enlightenment and entertainment, he ended up in a hog pen. Yes, he was forgiven and welcomed back home, but he lost a lot in the process. Today, the world of politics, education, and entertainment are battling for your mind, your attention, and your allegiance. So here's a scripture you need to think about carefully. Philippians 2 verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. In other words, submit your thoughts to God. If he approves them, they're okay. Paul writes 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3, we are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. You know, if you don't capture wrong thoughts and submit them to the test of scriptural truth, they'll capture you and lead you in the wrong direction. So the word for you today is, be an example in purity.